Mission health over death critical. Order of blood tests by HIV doctor dash needs confirmation dash. Web link document URL, https://p.i, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The key word here is perversely being exploited. Account affixed to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? And at reality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathing dead die. No com slashin, p, I, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The key word here is perversely being exploited. Account affixed to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? And at reality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathing dead die. / 10332269-49- Osama-Malala/. Osama Malul is a physician based out of Pomona, California, and his medical specialization is internal medicine-infectious disease. He practices in Pomona, California and has the professional credentials of MD. The NPI, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The key word here is perversely being exploited. Account affixed to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? And at reality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathing dead die. Number for Osama Malul is 1,033,226,949 and he holds a license No. C-141,209 California. Provider's primary taxonomy details. Type allopathic and osteopathic physicians. Speciality internal medicine-infectious disease. Taxonomy 207RI0200X. License No. C-141,209 California. Definition. An internist who deals with infectious diseases of all types and in all organ systems. Conditions requiring selective use of antibiotics call for this special skill. This physician often diagnoses and treats AIDS patients and patients with fevers which have not been explained. Infectious disease specialists may also have expertise in preventive medicine and travel medicine. His current practice location address is 255 East Bonita Avenue, Building 1B, Pomona, California, and he can be reached out via phone at 909-275-7470 and via fax at 909-971-4532. You can also correspond with Osama Malul through mail at his mailing address at 310 North Indian Hill Boulevard, PMB number 801, Claremont, California 91711-4611, mailing address contact number 909-275-7470. I have a major concern LabCorp that when you look up an Intellius report for this doctor, his medical license address is registered to this address that a story of incompetence and high disregard for proper HIV versus treatment was conducted by a different doctor. I have an informational network that is on this topic, ready to discuss these, but someone takes my powers away from your need to open yourself to these facts. You can't. Web link document URL, http://web-namespace-memespace. Reality audit.life, what is that you might ask? Typically any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, https://.https://.point-of-access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multi-faceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time-referenced time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ultimate-medical-practice-in/dr-richard-kanga/inland-valley-infectious-disease-medical-group/dr-osama-malala/ a standard of care that is lacking integrity need integrity instantly quick. Index of /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ultimate-medical-practice-in/dr-richard-kanga/inland-valley-infectious-disease-medical-group/dr-osama-malul. Icon name last modified size description. Parentdir parent directory dash. DIR faxes requires doctor confirmations /2022-06-09127- DIR Realty Audit 3260 Grandavista 2022-06-13357- DIR Realty Audit Doctor 2022-06-13354- DIR Realty Audit Family 2022-06-13356- DIR Realty Audit Healthcare 2022-06-13439- DIR Realty Audit Help Thy Neighbor 2022-06-13438- DIR Realty Audit Tenantry Sidency 2022-06-13357- IMG a dash doctor dash for dash healthcare dash treatment dash is dash not dash what dash I dash get. I dash am dash targeted dash to dash healthcare dash provider dash death dash march dash of dash a dash doctor dash excutioner dash social media tag hash big man killing tech bug. Really fatal. A dark net technology overlay killing people. Really serious. Dash I dash can dash prove dash it dot png 2022-06-13925-2.2m. IMG business card Osama dash Malul dash MD dot JPG 2022-06-09-1546-117 kelvins. IMG prospect medical group dash HIV referral and approval dash Dr. Osama Malul dash Inland Valley infectious disease dot PNG 2022-06-04-1407-165 kelvins. Are you saying that I do not have this right? That is not legal. Index of /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ultimate-medical-practice-in/dr-richard-kanga/inland-valley-infectious-disease-medical-group/dr-osama-malala/relity-audit-doctors. Icon name last modified size description. Parentdir parent directory dash. Hoser Mohamedzi-IntelliusReport.pdf 2022-06-13306-384 kelvins. Jaganerjakula-IntelliusReport.pdf 2022-06-13310-259 kelvins. Mubashiramad Faruqi-IntelliusReport.pdf 2022-06-13303-611 kelvins. Asamamalul-IntelliusReport.pdf 2022-06-1113-19598 kelvins. Richardo Kanga-IntelliusReport.pdf 2022-06-1113-28355 kelvins. Sohanjitsingh-Bassi-IntelliusReport.pdf 2022-06-1113-23150 kelvins. Showing expired. R. Name Osama Malul address 915 C West Foothill Boulevard number 191, Claremont, CA, 91711. License status active license state Mo. Trade type medical physician and surgeon expiration date January 31, 2022. Issue date September 5, 2013. According to the record there, he has his majority of licenses registered to this address, something is wrong here. Hello hello. Professional licenses. Medical doctor. Name Osama Malul address 915 C West Foothill Boulevard number 191, Claremont, CA, 91711. License number 2013,013,689 license status active. License state mo job functions medical doctor. Expiration date January 31, 2020. Issue date May 9, 2013. Medical physician and surgeon education. Name Osama Malul. Address 915 C West Foothill Boulevard, number 191, Claremont, CA, 91711. License number 2013,013,689. License status expired. License state mo job functions medical physician and surgeon education. Expiration date January 31, 2021. Issue date May 9, 2013. Medical physician and surgeon specialty. Name Osama Malul. Address 915 C West Foothill Boulevard, number 191, Claremont, CA, 91711. License number 2013,013,689. License status expired. License state mo job functions medical physician and surgeon specialty. Expiration date January 31, 2021. Issue date May 9, 2013. Medical physician and surgeon. Name Osama Malul. Address 915 C West Foothill Boulevard, number 191, Claremont, CA, 91711. License number 2013,013,689. License status expired. License state mo job functions medical physician and surgeon. Expiration date January 31, 2021. Issue date May 9, 2013. So, you block me on Facebook and you do not respond to anything to me is not an answer that I can and will never allow to become the standard that I must concede to sit down and shut the fuck up. I will sirs die first before none of this is allowed to be addressed and none of this is important to address and none of this is given to the patient's side of this to enforce the laws sir dash laws are being broken sirs at LabCorp. This does not make sense does it? Web link document URL, https://opincorporates.com/companieslicious_cas/2784793. Inland Valley Infectious Disease Medical Group, INC. Company number. C27847 93. Status. Active. Incorporation date. The 12th of August 2005, almost 17 years ago. Company type. Domestic stock. Jurisdiction. California, U.S. Registered address. 915 C West Foothill Boulevard, number 191. Claremont, CA 91711. United States. Agent name. John Mourani. Agent address. 915-C West Foothill Boulevard, number 191, Claremont, CA, 91711. Directors/Officers. John Mourani, Agent. John Mourani, Chief Executive Officer. Registry page. Web link document URL, https://businessshark.sos.ca/gov/cbs. Web link document URL, https://www.yelp.com/bizlishti-postal-connection-claremont-4. The postal connection. 18 reviews. Claimed. Mailbox centers, shipping centers, shredding services. Closed 9 a.m.-5 p.m. Web link document URL, https://the-postal-connection. Phone number. 909-625-3887. Get directions. 915 West Foothill Boulevard St. C. Claremont, CA 91711. Dash. Something wrong. Web link document URL, https://opingovus.com/california-licenses/8008fnp-28463. Foothills Infectious Disease Medical Group INC. Address. 935 West Foothill Boulevard, Claremont, CA 91711-3304, United States. Foothills Infectious Disease Medical Group INC, license number 8008FNP-28463, is licensed by Medical Board of California, California Department of Consumer Affairs DCA. The license issue date is January 24, 2001. The license expiration date is January 31, 2023. The license status is current. I am not going to be trapped here, dash not able to communicate these facts to someone of responsibility to not carry on this scam. Somehow scams I am sure come through all of the time dash why am I being punished without being understood, enough is enough dash I am going to die. Dr. Sohanjit S. Bossi. MD. 5/5 patient experience rating. Infectious disease. General infectious disease. Claremont, CA. Emanate Health Queen of the Valley Hospital plus 4 affiliated hospitals. Male. 21 plus YR's experience. English. 935 West Foothill Boulevard, Claremont, CA. I need to verify on all points the blood test order and to inform the doctor that we are going to need to discuss in detail this test and consult because I know these elements of HI versus care, and no one is giving me that right and opportunity to have such communications or empowerment. Something in the way goodness, dash is working against me, of Satan in this. Dash. Patient. James Martin Driscoll birthdate 9/1/1965. My blood test order must include less than Genosir Archive, SM, > genotype drug resistance testing. Before medication can be selected for treatment. Last test was performed. Eshig NO service date 09/05/2018 report date 09/17/2018. Web link document URL, https://patient. LabCorp.com/portal/result/detail/36604746619. There are no file attachments to this communication. Therefore, the only way to share these details is with Facebook Messenger or that your response in Facebook Messenger is carried forward. This is imperatively dangerous grounds here happening in the care of a set of circumstances that has placed me into the subordinate and active power of control over this of understanding something sinister is working against me in all of this. I do not forgive anyone in this for carrying forward the status quo response of reactive from you all. Swat swat shoe fly don't bother me, go fuck off and die. Dr. Bossy is completely off dash limits to be included dash and obviously, the whole thing comes busted equals no primary care doctor dash again dash a reset to another primary to the dysfunctional HI versus care doctor, no more. Get me off this fucking train wreck. I am not talking to Humana and I am not talking to Prospect Medical dash I want someone else to pick up the pieces of this extremely disturbing story, and get real. All of the way back, dash dash none of this is worthy of integrity trust, this must go to the newscasts, newscast must take up this story. So far, I have tried to get a reply, no response from any of civil society dash fault. Dead human fault, dead human here James Martin Driscoll fault, who is at fault? I have a story to tell that makes more logical sense. Dr. Shig N.O. passed away on April 10, 2020. Showing your lack of response in any kind of professional tone reflects that your precognitive position is silent to the underlying causes and whoever you are and whatever you think that is indeed a violation of United States Code Title 18, Section 242- Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. Dash, truth hurts, but silence kills, dash Mark Twain, dash. Worse yet, is the use of blocking for no good reason. Your current background profile on Facebook reflects the message, in pursuit of answers. Can you really be that simply true, when you seem to have blocked me on my account for no good reason, and I have a copy of what I directed to you as I always do. Including this comment once again. By not responding, ghosting, or worse yet blocking, at this point in all of this, only goes to prove a point of assessment that this patient here is an open book. What I mean is simply I have been for more than 16 plus years already dedicated to a situational concern that I had not yet fully understood but basically knew the task that I thought would be a hell of a lot easier to supplant the construction of something working backward out of normalcy. In a choice, I have made to reach to break the privacy of my medical records to allow all aspects of such details to be made basically as dashes on the public record. I recognized it back in 2005, actually, February 2005 when I wrote a poem to two people who visited me. One of which was a person becoming a friend and we had visited multiple times. In all upward bonding, friendships starting, something alters that progressive feelings. And so there is now a provable course of scientific research findings on National Institutes of Health on this subject. It would be all of the ways back in 2005 that I realized that something was not computing logically in everything I had then come to view as a back burn effects to what presence I was in the community. I became a targeted individual of gangstalking in the view of what exactly this is. Sirs, I am not stupid to realize the technology's possible issues surrounding what is godnet level operations of information systems and users on a network that are being manipulated. Just take the definition of cross-posting, sorry, you cannot just nullify my knowledge in all of these subjects. You cannot do that to maintain a secret. Web link document URL, https://wikipedia.org/wiki/crossposting. Crossposting is the act of posting the same message to multiple information channels, forums, mailing lists, or newsgroups. This is distinct from multiposting, which is the posting of separate identical messages, individually, to each channel, a forum, a newsgroup, an email list, or topic area. Enforcement actions against crossposting individuals vary from simple admonishments up to total lifetime bans. In some cases, on email lists and forums, an individual is put under a stealth ban where their posts are distributed back to them as if they were being distributed normally, but the rest of the subscribers are not sent the messages. This is easily detected if the stealthed individual has two different, and totally non-associated identities in the channel, such that the non-stealthed identity will see a different set of messages, lacking the posts of the stealthed individual, in their view of the channel. 1, 2, 3. I am just trying to alert you to the higher perspectives of what we are doing here on these communications to just get a lab test from the doctor that has lost and seems to think I have no controls or ability to direct communications to steer this into a different direction. Something cannot be left unsaid-someone cannot be left unhelped in the community as I am and have been. Someone has to step forward and help me out of this madness-equals. Someone has to be responsible for the rights that are being violated, in all of this. Please do not question my comprehension of networking documents, that I did indeed know the content of this academic document. I am needing to have this document put into view in this matter today of concern. I am doing absolutely nothing wrong here. I just cannot believe you guys will not allow a patient such as me to direct this into a more appropriate forum of need and change. There is no way I am going to accept the silence and the forced direction persecution that is happening against me. Somewhere someone better step up and respond completely professionally to me. Web link document URL, https://www.sha.gov/legacy/inchahome/privacy/file/privacy/pdf. Information privacy in cyberspace. Transactions. Jerry Kong. Cyberspace is the rapidly growing network of computing and communica-t on technologies that have profoundly altered our lives. We already carry out myriad social, economic, and political transactions through cyberspace, and, as the technology improves, so will their quality and quantity. But the very tech-knology that enables these transactions also makes detailed, cumulative, invisible observation of ourselves possible. The potential for wide-ranging surveillance of all our cyber-activities presents a serious threat to information privacy. 2. Help readers grasp the nature of this threat. Professor Jerry Kong starts with a general primer on cyberspace privacy. He provides a clarifying structure of philosophical and technological terms, descriptions, and concepts that will help analyze any problem at the nexus of privacy and computing-communication technologies. In the second half of the article, he focuses sharply on the specific problem of personal data generated in cyberspace transactions. The private sector seeks to exploit this data commercially, primarily for database marketing, but many individuals resist. The dominant approach to solving this problem is to view personal information as a commodity that interested parties should contract for in the course of negotiating a cyberspace transaction. But this approach has so far failed to address a critical question, which default rules should govern the flow of personal information when parties do not explicitly contract about privacy, on economic efficiency and human dignity. Copyright 1998 by Jerry Kong. Acting Professor, University of California at Los Angeles, UCLA. School of Law. Kong at law.ucla.edu. For helpful conversations and comments, I thank Rick Abel, Keith Aoki, Stephen Bainbridge, Paul Bergman, Stuart Beagle, Gary Blasey, Daniel Bussell, Evan Kaminker, Ann Carlson, Margaret Chan, Richard Fallon, Catherine Fisk, Jody Freeman, Robert Heverly, Peter Huang, Kenneth Karst, Ken Clay, William Klein, Stan Kurzban, Mark Lemley, Larry Lessig, Jillian Lester, Gerald Lopez, David Post, Gary Rowe, Pam Dash, Ella Samuelson, Rick Sander, Gary Schwartz, Paul Schwartz, Shauna Schifrin, David Sklansky, Clyde Spillenger, Kirk Stark, Richard Steinberg, Eric Talley, Eugene Volok, John Wiley, Stephen Yezel, and Fred Yen. Special thanks go to my colleague Mitu Gulati. Preliminary thoughts were presented to the 1996 Conference of Asian Pacific American Law Faculty, at UCLA School of Law, the junior faculty group at UCLA, and the UCLA School of Law Faculty Colloquium. I thank my research assistants, Philip Lee, Paul Ohm, Jean-Paul Salnier, and especially John Pato-Van for expert assistance, which was funded by grants from the UCLA Academic Senate, the UCLA Asian American Studies Center, and the UCLA School of Law Dean's Fund. As always, the staff of the Hugh and Hazel Darling Law Library at UCLA was enormously helpful. I worked on some of the government reports I critique. A full disclosure appears in Note 19 Infra. I dedicate this to my confidant, Sung Wei Kim. Dash. If you actually look at my resume to the origins of my first job, you would have to conclude that this document above was within my mindset all things considered. Yes, I am aware of the full content of that document, and how privacy is used in building new relations. We have forsaken that model, and we can't proceed in the way things have developed up to 2022. This is a very important document to apply its philosophy and purpose here, sirs. I am indeed taking the understanding that memetic resistance forces are within your organization, and I cannot allow you to proceed in the manner that seems to be a cutthroat-slash-dagger-cold-stab presence to not bring me an actual doctor in the treatment wellness of HIV. Taking on that, we cannot just allow me to die, right? You would not just do that, right? But then again, seems to be the track of path I am on, with no one to see the reality in all of this. Something wrong here, sirs. Something sinister here, sirs. I can indeed map it all out of a chart, that which in the midst of this, are involved here to the point, I must consider that being intention by design. I can definitely imagine it is that bad, but I can't believe it. I know what the odds are basically between good and evil. Evil is not that quantity across this, I know. There are more people on the good side than the bad. I am quite aware of some kind of external forces happening against time online. It would not become apparent and exposed of that external presence until later that year in September. But all the way back in February I wrote a poem in an email about the imbalances present that should not have been present. That this a fact that cannot be changed. I have been infected with HIV since first becoming aware of my infection status in September 1999. I am now 56. Since I was 18, I had always got an HIV test every 6 or so months apart. My last negative test was in December of 1998. Something happened in April of 1999 that would be very stressful to live through. In that overbearing stress, is how I became careless, I guess you would say. I have never had a problem with communications with anybody throughout most of all of my adult time history. It was indeed that February 2005 crossing that I noticed something different, and if you knew me well, memes and memetics are indeed empowerment of ideals that I have been bonded onto. Actually, a marker here to how long back I am actually talking about. Because you cannot deny that this passage of text is not directly assigned to a memetic definition presence. Help me dash this is stressing to a mental confusion for sure dash I am starting to have difficulty wrapping my mind around all of this scamming. Details. VIP the scammers, trash the patients. Hide quoted text. On Monday, June 13, 2022 at 6:27 p.m. James Driscoll wrote. Image.png. How did we do? Tell us how you would rate your experience. Pouting 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 pouting. Pouting 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 pouting. Pouting 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 pouting. Yes, that upset. Question. Why did I give you this rating? Answer is plain. You blocked me on Facebook. Dash. As far as I am concerned dash the use of the social media on Facebook to the accounts between web link document URL, https://www.facebook.com/labcorp, and web link document URL, http://www.facebook.com/, in the mind way dash is crucial, critical, imperative, and paramount to correct a course that does not nor remain to publish a patient with a need to create immediate and decernable impact of trust across all medical providers immediately. Because of my prior efforts of expression of this matrix standard, a standard of change dynamics to a new standard of care, is more appropriate to the standard of excellence than the standard of loss of our insanity trusts. I am extremely serious. I am excrement drastic. I am extremely upset. In all of the all-point bulletins of informed consent, I do not give you the consent to ignore my communications to your information systems. Asterisk 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 interruption note. My mother, Veronica Ann Driscoll, is bedridden. She has had a medical injury that has severely caused a condition that she is now unable to get in slash out of bed without help, so she says. The status of the interpersonal relations between her and me is extreme to understand what I am doing, how I am doing it, and why I am going to insist that something changes is a paradigm shift. Immediately the second that a human reader passes this message into their human process and record that into your operations, information system, that includes why this is a survey worst score onto this situation. I have told my mother time and time again, to use the phone to call me if she needs something. I understand she needs something. What she needs in a lifetime element of burning, burning our relationship to dust, is the same condition that I am supposed to be something I am not willing or will ever consent to in this house with the elements that are in the course of this matter reality unchallengeable, unchangeable, unmanageable of civil society to stop the criminal activity against me, as it is visible, but not tangible, that is waged against me in the, at psychunseen, biases of this exact resource-to-resource matching identification scheme. Earlier today, I was in the front room waiting for my brother to finish his visit with my mother. My mother's birthday is coming up on the 17th of June. An ultimatum of all ultimatums if you want to ignore the full and complete condition of this household and then the condition of my individual digital damages across all of civil society that needs to be immediately given a community liaison of a community agency to correct, rebalance, and steer this massive mischievous marvel of molding muck coined in 2007 very ugly and very sinister relation that I am living and breathing a daytime nightmare day to day to a week to a month to year by year to over now a decade. Absolutely, this is a probable fact of interfering elements in my life. The elements are actually documented in scientific research findings published by the National Institutes of Health. In the very last spiff I had with her, she called me selfish, which I immediately turn into a roaring lion to inform her that what she is calling me is not in her right mind. About a full minute or two before she turns herself into something like to relate, I need to be selfish, because what is involved in my life is fatal. Seriously fatal. Human no longer breathing dead fatal. The death of James Martin Driscoll from a treatable disease of HIV where the conditions that are into entrenched warfare fall and collapse of the outrageous involvements classified in terms across public digital informational matrix is hashtag HIVUntreatable. I am seeking and looking for what is called a paradigm shift, that is explained in this video on the Convention for the Rights for Persons with Disabilities, Article 12, YouTube video, Mini Law School - Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. A single quote quick, web link document URL, https://youtube.com/nerky9say9s.t=3010, time index 50:10, something I have written a little bit about goes oh crisis intervention because there are barriers to legal capacity, now if you could listen to the entire section for Article 12. For that is really the needed thing here. I can talk about the details of why but every single aspect of the doctor interface and case manager interface has lost their connections by their ghosting me - not me. Demand of all demand, if I do not have my Humana rep web link document URL, http://tisagentcares.com, your Humana agent, LATRICHA Williams email, lwilliams116@humana.com phone, 951-563-8747. Called back into interfacing back with this client my needs in a full and comprehensive audit of my medical records history by my mother's birthday, her gift which is a full and complete replacement of a Dishmaster faucet for the kitchen purchased and delivered by Amazon, transaction details. Items ordered price. 1 of, Dishmaster M76XL Imperial 4XL Kitchen Faucet - Chrome. Sold by, Dishmaster, seller profile. Condition, new, $323.99. Shipping address. James Martin Driscoll. At GRUWUP.NET/PEACEBULDING website admin. 3260 Grande Vista Drive. San Bernardino, CA 92405-1939. United States. Payment information. Items subtotal. $323.99. Shipping and handling. $0. Total before tax. $323.99. Estimated tax to be collected, $28.35. Grand total, $352.34. Payment method, Visa, last digits, 6043. Billing address, James Martin Driscoll, at GRUWUP.NET/PEACEBULDING website admin. 3260 Grande Vista Drive, San Bernardino, CA 92405-1939. United States. Credit card transactions. Visa ending in 6043, June 3, 2022, $352.34. Tone detector. How this may sound to readers, confident formal. Now the ugly. If Ms. Williams is not reattached to my medical health care by the beginning of the day Friday, June 17, 2022, by the end of the day, I will have moved all my property out of this house - I am dying from HIV - I will provide the lastest LabCorp data into this complaint - I am ditching this family to head to a forest and walk into such a forest - seriously - lay down and die. No fucking way that LabCorp blocks my account dash every fucking one of you are corrupt to the fucking core dash every doctor, every case manager, every rep, every AIDS service agency, every person in the view, every police officer, every single one of you all person are corrupt to the core including my family. Also blocks something of a wonderpill of insult after insult, no one human being can be subjected to this at all, and crisis text line is in view of a correction dash. For that is also corrupt to the core. Corrupt to the core is all civil socieity that allows the actual reality condition of proved outside interfering psych unseen unnatural forces to bear onto a human life presence without being immediately addressed to terminate. This is a real thing researched on the National Institutes of Health. That is a real this real thing dash and the reasons why we cannot address this is your insanity and collective responsibility violating United States Code Title 18, Section 242 deprivation of rights under color of law, and this is that law, absolute no matter if law enforcement intercedes dash morally speaking the violation of such barriers to prevent me to having a set motion freedom life is this punished disturbed of your moral faculties. You can read this dash dash so why will you ignore this? You're immediately guilty of this exact law. You are guilty of breaking this law if you ignore and do not read or process these words into what is called legal capacity, immediately this fucking second of time, 60 seconds a minute to forevermore dash enforce and protect and enable my rights dash I demand you to do this dash or you are guilty should I die. I demand all laws international, federal, state, and local to be enforced upon the invisible creation of satanic forces of gangstalking dash I demand and undeclinable deliverance of the truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth. Immediately. My mother abuses the commons and she instead of using the phone is crying out in a voice of agony dash just to spite me, just to upset me dash just to stop me from being successful. I am going to smash her gift upon the cement in a video Facebook live. To which I leave the smash dishmaster in the cement. No apology or any other words can stop this. I demand that my Humana representative is reattached to my care, for she says dash this agent cares com, she is a hyperocrite dash and I have had an opening on Facebook after she has me blocked dash. A tantum pair among a group of about 50 or so accounts of civil society that has intentionally blocked me for no fucking reason dash which is a violation of United States Code Title 18 Section 242, deprivation of rights under color of law, and yesterday my mother in the chills to not listen to her son. Said to me, mother to son dash, I am going to kill you, in a situation that is no such joking times. This Amazon product goes to the matching order that this is indeed an emergency. Order placed. May 9, 2022. Amazon.com order number 111-8323086-5861000. Order total $70.68. Shipped on May 9, 2022. Items ordered price 1 of B45L 4 pack 85-265 volts AC LED emergency warning safety light medium beacon strobe effect 110V 120V 220V 240V red. Sold by eSafety Lights LLC, seller profile. Condition. New. Brand new $64.99. Shipping address. James Martin Driscoll. At GRUWUP.NET/PEACEBUILDING website admin. 3260 Grande Vista Drive. San Bernardino, CA 92405-1939. United States. Shipping speed. Economy shipping. Payment information. Items subtotal. $64.99. Shipping and handling. $0. Total before tax. $64.99. Estimated tax to be collected. $5.69. Grand total. $70.68. Payment method. Visa last digits. 6043. Billing address. James Martin Driscoll. At GRUWUP.NET/PEACEBUILDING website admin. 3260 Grande Vista Drive. San Bernardino, CA 92405-1939. United States. Dash. No police to respond to such an emergency. I am seeking an immediate paradigm shift from everyone. Three reasons. 1. Web link document URL, http://auditor.ca, gov/report/2021-105/index, HTML hash section 1 peace officers, hate group affiliations. Law enforcement departments have not adequately guarded against biased conduct. San Bernardino Police Department, one of four agencies in this review. My assessment upon the details of this review - grade F for this caution is a complete deflection from a truth. I have lived here in this town, back into my hometown since July of 2017. Agency comments: each of the departments that submitted written responses to our report generally agreed with our recommendations, with some exceptions. Stockton Police did not clearly state whether it would implement our recommendations, but noted that it would analyze our audit and see how it can align its policies and procedures with best practices. San Bernardino Police did not submit a written response to our report, however, we incorporate its perspective on our findings and recommendations throughout the text of the report. 2. Web link document URL, https://www.reuters.com/article/fact-check-coronavirus-psychology/fact-check-no-evidence-of-pandemic-mass-formation-psychosis-say-experts-speaking-to-reuters-idisal1n2tn1reuters-fact-check January 7, 202,211. 28 updated 5 months ago fact check - no evidence of pandemic mass formation psychosis, say experts speaking to Reuters. B. Reuters fact check. Reuters also spoke to Stephen Riker, professor of social psychology at the University of St. Andrews, who has studied crowd psychology for more than 40 years. He described the concept of a mass psychosis as more metaphor than science, more ideology than fact. It arises out of mass society theories and crowd psychology theories which developed in the 19th century, and which reflected a fear of the masses, he said. The claim was that people in the mass lose their sense of identity and their ability to reason. They regress to an inferior mental state where they are manipulable by unscrupulous leaders. It has been totally discredited by contemporary work on groups and crowds. Van Bavel, who said he found the idea of mass formation psychosis reductionist, highlighted a different account of the role of psychology, groups and leadership in the rise of Nazism. Here 3. Web link document URL, https://www.reuters.com/legal/government/prevalence-white-supremacists-law-enforcement-demands-drastic-change-2022-05-12/May 12, 202211, 41 AM PDT last updated a month ago. Prevalence of white supremacists in law enforcement demands drastic change. By Hassan Kanu. 5-minute read. Reuters/Fred Greaves. Register now for free unlimited access to Reuters.com. Related documents. Law review article. Research. Reuters-A Reuters investigation on May 6 indicates that a significant number of U.S. police instructors have ties to a constellation of armed right-wing militias and white supremacist hate groups, a report that adds to a fast-growing body of evidence showing a deadly threat inside U.S. police departments. The analysis found that some of the instructional information presented by police trainers was explicitly racist, and that some instructors endorsed and interacted with white supremacist criminal groups such as the Proud Boys. Advertisement. Scroll to. Continue. The investigation adds to mounting academic research, government audits and news reporting that demonstrates the pervasiveness of white supremacy in U.S. law enforcement, and a continuing series of incidents documenting the presence of extremist groups and views among law enforcement. More and more, the evidence suggests the white supremacist infiltration of law enforcement that the FBI warned about back in 2006 is getting worse. And it points to a desperate need for policies, departmental and legislative, to prohibit people who engage in racist conduct or join white supremacist groups from becoming police officers or remaining on the force. Dash. To intentional read this and violate my rights under United States Code Title 18. Section 242 Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. Web link document URL, https://www.justice.gov/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law Summary. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority, if the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his/her official duties. Persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prisons guards and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Title 18, U.S.C., Section 242 Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both, and if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both, and if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death. Did you hear that? Or may be sentenced to death. 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 Death, every one of you who will not swallow the brick that is in your mouth to prevent you from being able to speak the truth upon the circumstances and the needed truth to fix this deal with the devil. You swallow that brick, the pain of swallowing your choices to remain silent dash swallow the brick equals shit that brick out your ass, dash all of you swallow those bricks that prevent you from coming forward and shit those bricks out of your all asses. Immediately. Can you get my Humana rep, this agent cares, to reattach to my case care, immediately. Can you do that for whoever is reading or listening to these words? Immediately. My mother does not deserve her birthday gift and it will be smashed onto the cement for damages or damages. YouTube video dash mini law school dash. Mini law school dash convention on the rights of persons with disabilities web link document URL. https://youtube.com/nerky9say9s. T=2580FULL section transcript. This is not an edited voice to text transcript dash interrupt TED Twins dash the matter at hand is use the fucking link to watch the fucking video dash this transcript is to be pushed into text because all aspect of you all cannot respect the need to link to links and enable legal capacity at in the first place. My topic should evening 10 minutes to CRTV news article 12 equal to go to pass it by putting a can I have a check at first I want to look at what article 12 has to say about decision-making capacity in law then I want to ask building on accord from the article 12 what it would mean a chance of court equal legal capacity what does this mean and finally briefly I want to look very briefly at some examples of Nova Scotia lock in a length of article 12 and I just stood there that we have to put my colleague Diane touching and other stuff miles to go so article 12 here's the text for an excerpt from the text of articles well I provide the full text in the appendix to my slides that I understand will be available after this discussion on the school website what does it say well the two parts of this excerpt and I'm actually going to read them in part for people with visual impairments the first section of interested in states that states parties shall recognize the persons with disabilities enjoy equal legal capacity chart enjoy legal capacity on an equal basis with others in all aspects of life in the second part one want to look at Stacey's party still take appropriate measures to provide access by persons with disabilities to the support they may require and exercising a legal capacity has more to article 12.4. Statements about we go sleep legal safeguards that are important processes concerning legal capacity and explicitly were Jackson interpretation of Article 12 that would require the elimination of all substitute decision-making regimes sounds like quite a radical but it's a proposal that was taken in Charlie seriously on during the process that gave rise to this text and the texts might look kind of glands have sex but in fact yet behind it is a whole set of pajamas and fights because the participation of persons with disabilities in the negotiation and drafting process he's so. There's a lot going on behind this text and its interpretation of guardianship and substitute decision-making laws. Lhasa many places including Nova Scotia that surprised one of decision-making authority and confer that authority on another. That's the substitute the beast will bring together on the one hand when I'm going to stay or cognitive based in ideas of what you can understand and I may they bring together. Two cognitive face standards or definitions of capacity and incapacity is a web those two models of substitute decision-making a lot to bring it over the idea that I'm going to come back to it I'm moving now she was like that shows that would require the elimination of all. Substitute decision-making machines sounds like quite a radical proposal that was taking his Harley seriously during the process that gave rise to this text and the texts might look kind of plant that in fact yet behind it is a whole set of drama and fight the participation of persons with disabilities in the negotiation and drafting process he so there's a lot going on behind this text and its interpretation and we can. So articles well just dropped it because the background of flaws guardianship and substitute decision-making loss will look at a couple of samples Priestley and his love in many places including Nova Scotia drive one of decision-making authority and confirm that authority on another that's the substitute so these laws bring together on the one hand what I'm going to say cognitive base and ideas of what you can understand and I bring to each other cognitive standards or definition of capacity and incapacity of a web those two models of substitute decision-making that's a lot to bring an idea that I'm going to come back to it I'm looking now she was like that shows that I was once are two types of students and still a member to student I was just looks a bit like one of his and it also uses the term of paradigm shift mini haha specifically to describe article 12 and its implication require a paradigm shift from the reigning model a substitute decision making you a new model the term supported decision dash making and this chart tries to capture the difference between a so we're on the left hand side of that we're substitute for making models position. Some persons is lacking the internal capacity think of the word capacity to make decisions and they respond to that by transferring decision-making authority from that person to another I'm supported decision-making models on the other side start with the idea that all decision-making requires relationship sense of support institutional and other relationships of support and so against that background aims to enable self-direction or it's going to be within a framework of supports the last little bit in that slide the last contrast go to the whatever trimmed the relational effects of. These two models so were at the substitute model has the effect of subjecting wants his suspicions and surveillance and ultimately coercion big package that I'm throwing together the alternative model of supportive decision dash making is meant to enhance relationships of respect and empowerment the distance of the point and it's the language used by a representative of a group called the World Network of Users and Survivors of Psychiatry and that was a chief player instrumental group among many others in assisting in the drafting of Article 12 so what is this say it says instead of. Restricting autonomy of those who need extra support to comfortably participate in all aspects of life SCRTD particular Article 12 require states to provide access to those two force okay so just let him actually going to hate to know her but it's an image of some particular rabble-rousers and Santa in a magic theaters in Falston the CRPD process in the one on the top is a fellow who founded a group called Mad Sighted in Ireland and my appointment is like really just goes to trial as political not bio-medical and that's referring to both the nature of legal capacity in this area and it refers to the kind that from the action that has to be taken in response to a legal incapacity and what am I talking about Willis must have something maybe a little more practical what would it mean to support decision-making capacity and what's the state's role in this so quickly this is just a partial list of essential support said if you recognized by many and they include while providing a range of meaningful options that actually enhances one's economy and leave at legal capacity when my ultimately say options treatment options understanding and exploring those options. Is supposed to say. Good fucked up human by dead byehuman dead by. Image.png. On Monday, June 13, 2022 at 4:02 p.m. wrote. LabCorp logo. Your appointment is confirmed. LabCorp now offers COVID-19 semi-quantitative antibody testing, which detects antibodies present after exposure to the virus that causes COVID-19. LabCorp patient service centers do not perform testing for active COVID-19 infection. If you're experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, consult your healthcare provider. Learn more about COVID-19 testing options. For the health of our patients and staff, we ask that you wear a mask when visiting any of our locations. James. Thank you for scheduling an appointment at LabCorp. You can access your appointment information at any time by clicking View Your Confirmation. To ensure the health of our patients and staff, LabCorp offers the Wait Where You're Comfortable program. When you arrive for your appointment, use your confirmation page to check in from your mobile device and wait in your vehicle or other nearby location. We'll send you a text when it's your turn to be seen. LabCorp has taken a number of other steps in response to the coronavirus COVID-19 outbreak. Find out what you can expect at your upcoming visit. Confirmation number 13429-13605. Save this number. It's required for changes and cancellations. View your confirmation. Patient name, James Driscoll. Date and time, June 15, 2022 at 1 p.m. Location, 399 East Highland Avenue. Suite 510, San Bernardino, CA, 92404. What you'll need. Please bring your ID, doctor's order, if applicable payment information, and insurance cards with you to your appointment. For the health of our patients and staff, we ask that you wear a mask when visiting any of our locations. Your appointment. We've reserved this time just for you. Please arrive on time for appointment. If you arrive more than 15 minutes late, you'll be seen as a walk-in, which could increase your wait time. Patients arriving with minors. Children cannot be left unattended at our labs, and LabCorp staff cannot monitor minors during the collection process. If you arrive for a drug test with your child present, be advised that children are not allowed in the restroom with the donor at any time. If you cannot adhere to this policy, LabCorp will not be able to perform the collection, and you will be directed to the requesting employer. Privacy statement, notice of non-discrimination.